The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed to be cured. The day was drawing to a close. The 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away, so that they may go into the surrounding villages and countryside to lodge and get provisions. For we are here in a deserted place." But Jesus said to them, You give them something to eat." They said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Make the people sit down in groups of about 50 each." They did so and made them all sit down. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. And all ate and were filled. What was left over was gathered up, 12 baskets of broken pieces. The Gospel of the Lord. What we see here in the Gospel is a supernatural fulfillment of the needs of the people, something that the apostles could not have imagined. The Lord takes the 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeds the thousands. Today, as we remember the Holy Eucharist, we recognize that the Lord, in the bread from angels, gives us the superabundant bread, the supernatural gift of his very body and blood under the form of bread and wine, who is truly present, body, blood, flesh, and divinity. And this points to the working of Christ, that he wishes, how he wishes us to live and to reach out to society, to trust in him, to put Jesus first, to allow him to supernaturalize the world, our souls, as he comes into our body with his superabundant bread, his body and his blood. Now let me tell you about a true story of a revival of a parish, which truly did put Jesus in the center, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It's about Our Lady of Peace Parish in California, which our religious order just enjoyed the fruits of after a diocesan priest had built it up. This priest, Father, eventually Monsignor John Sweeney, in the 1970s inherited, he said, a poor parish in the middle of orchards. The bishop said, "Well, I'm not sure it will make it, not getting much money, with farms all around." However, Monsignor Sweeney had faith, and he started to build up that church based on faith in Jesus Christ and Mother Mary and her prayers. So in time, you saw that he added adoration. He added more prayer, praying the rosary, personally praying the rosary every day with the people. He focused on reverent liturgy according to the actual words of Vatican II. Now, this was in contrast to the other priests around him and the culture in the San Francisco area, which is becoming more and more progressive, secular. The other priests were making fun of him, saying, "This is not what we do anymore." But he was strictly following the words of Vatican II. He kept increasing adoration, even himself pledging that he would do adoration in the middle of the night, and eventually started adoration, that is, our Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and Monstrance, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year in 1975, after he had first dedicated the parish to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And what you saw, what he saw over time, is that people were drawn to this, even as the culture is becoming further and further away from God, more and more progressive in the local area, more people were coming to the parish. He also had a great devotion to the poor. This goes together, devotion to Jesus, devotion to the poor. In fact, people said he was too lax in giving to the poor, that he gave too much. And he also saw over time that works of social justice came out of that adoration of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no division. So the parish was heavily involved in welcoming Vietnamese refugees, helping the refugee camps in Cambodia, reaching out to the poor in the area, starting ministries for the handicapped. All these flowed out of putting Jesus first in that supernatural reality. Feeding the thousands came out of recognizing the center trust in Jesus. And over time, more and more souls came to that parish. When it came to the early 1980s, he had an idea to start to build a huge statue of Our Lady of Peace out of faith. But still, they didn't have much money. And he went to the bishop saying, I want to build a 100-foot statue. It will cost so much money. The bishop said, no. You don't have the money. I won't give you permission. So he scaled it down a bit to a 32-foot statue and went back. The bishop said, still said no. But he asked him, but can I ask for 3 million rosaries? The cost of the statue is $3 million. The bishop said, oh, sure, you can take a pledge of 3 million rosaries. He asked for 3 million rosaries and got the $3 million. Okay. It was an act of faith. The Lord fulfilled it. In time, you saw more and more souls coming in, more and more ministries flowing out. Eventually, he got up to as much as 40 hours a week for confessions. Now it's up to 2 or 3 priests at once, up to 1,000 people every single day for daily mass. And you see that Monsignor Sweeney welcomed more and more immigrant groups coming in, the Vietnamese, the Filipinos, the newcomers. Many Anglos are very drawn to the parish. So that you see an international and welcoming place for those who are devoted to the Lord. This is an image of true parish revival. Starts with trusting in the Lord Jesus and his Eucharistic self and putting adoration of our Lord first, devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And from that then flows so many ministries that goes out to the world. Likewise, I've seen the same dynamic in my home diocese in Virginia. Some 20 years ago when I left there, 7 parishes that had perpetual adoration were the ones that produced the most vocations, were the ones where the laity were most active, where you had people engaged in their faith, where you had true disciples of our Lord Jesus, where you had people going out and doing so many other ministries. They are dynamic churches. It starts by centering ourselves in the Eucharistic Jesus. We can recognize then the graces the Lord wants to give to us. Take hold of that. Take hold of time, adoration, putting your relationship with Jesus first. This is the way to renew the parish. This is the way to renew the church, to make reparation for the sacrilegious indifference against our Lord and the Most Blessed Sacrament. This is the way that will reach out to the ends of the world. Would that today we would adore the Lord, so that tomorrow we may go out with the strength of that adoration to preach and give the word to the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.